Oh no.
Welcome to the most recent edition. It's Zorb and Gorb Gold Quest Bathtub.
Gold Quest?
Gold Quest Bathtub. It's a special edition. We talked about this before.
I didn't hear Gold Quest, though. I heard Bathtub Edition, but I didn't hear Gold
Mom,
Quest.
Stop your selective hearing.
Listen, I mean, clearly my improv skills are failing. What is that? I don't know, you know, I don't know. All right.
Did you have a question? Oh, wait, we should probably say what we're doing. Does it matter? Yeah, it probably does.
I mean, I think I can do a brief overview, and then you can
okay, I believe in
if
you,
I didn't
Gorb.
understand. You know, Gold Quest is introduced in quite a new variable, and I like my shit ordered, so I'm kind of stressed now. I think Zorb and Gorb.
Life is unpredictable, Gorb.
That it is. Let's go gambling. I think Zorb and Gorb Bathtub Edition is we're going to ask a question, and whoever gets it right gets to choose who goes first and picked one object. The other person.
You haven't explained objects, Gorb.
I'm getting there. I'm psyched. And listen, I'll circle back. The other person, honestly, dude, they're going to listen to this on Spotify and they're just going to get it because it's going to be 50 minutes. They'll work through it. It's okay.
Yeah, that's
the other
true.
person.
We'll do okay. Listener, we're that. Here for you.
Dear listener, this is more for us than it is for you. The other person will get to pick two objects. And the objects
yes.
are items. I think we're going with
or
nouns.
Person, place, or thing. I think I'm okay with. Yeah, nouns.
Okay.
Let's do
All
it.
right. Person, place, or thing.
You heard it here first, folks. That's what a noun is.
Zorb used to teach English on Pluto. He knows what's up.
Yeah, there you go.
Listen, it's a popular. It's the business language of the Solaris solar system.
The sea monkeys.
they don't like being small or being big. We're getting distracted. You're distracted.
R.I.P. Jazz.
Didn't you used to teach English on Pluto? Keep me focused.
Okay, so everyone.
You get three objects.
You have to put the items in the story that or the
yes.
objects. Yeah, there you go.
And the items
the
are
nouns
shared
three
between,
nouns.
Yes. Okay. You got it.
hitherto referred to as gold.
And the
and
objects
you gotta,
will
gotta
be
get all the
shared.
gold.
The objects will be shared between both stories, I think is the
Yes,
key here.
exactly.
Three objects shared between both independent storylines. All right. Are we
All right,
ready
hit
for
us
a
with
question?
That question, Gorb. Let's
All
do
right.
it.
My question, thinking about the, you know, the small apartment shower located on my spaceship, was
Yes.
which U.S. state eats the most candy per capita? We're going to
What's
take
that
a
thing
guess.
With a shower?
I have complex thoughts.
Is that where you eat your candy, Gorb? In the shower?
No, but that's where I think about life and what it all means. You know what I'm saying? And
Yeah.
sometimes I wonder if I knew which state eat
That's what
the
real
most.
smarties do. You know what I mean?
Listen, you know. So anyway, we're getting
So
sidetracked.
Which U.S. state did candy originate in? Is that what
No,
you said?
the question is, which U.S. state eats the most candy per capita?
Okay, how do we determine who's closer
Good
if we
question.
both get it wrong?
I thought about that while I was shampooing as well.
Oh, there you go.
We're gonna
It
do
all comes back.
we're gonna do geographical distance. If the answer is Nevada
Okay.
and you pick California,
Nevada.
tomato, tomato, and you pick
No,
California.
Science was right, Gorb.
And if you pick California, I pick New Jersey, you win because California is closer to Nevada. Does that work? Does that work? Senor Bathtub.
Which U.S. eats the most candy? Like, which U.S. state eats the most candy?
Yes, per capita, per person.
Oh, like so.
You're breaking up there a bit.
So my guess,
Oh, you're going for, okay, you're all right, you got it. You're there.
is.
Right? It's tricky, right? I don't even know where to start.
I'm going Kentucky. I'm
You're gonna
going
go.
Kentucky. It feels right. I know they love their fried chicken, but also like their sweet goods.
Okay. All right. You're going Kentucky. If we also include butterscotch toffees, which regardless is probably going to be one of my items for the story, I'm going to go with Florida. I was thinking about it.
Okay.
All right.
That's a
Are we
good
ready?
choice.
All right.
All right,
Let's pause it. All
let's do a research break.
go.
Oh, the first in millennia. After Gorb's 9-win run streak, Utah is the highest per capita probably consumer of Canada. Good job, Mormons.
Yeah, just fact checking here. Consumer of candy, not Canada. But the heart was
Did
there.
I say Canada?
We'll listen to it on playback. I heard Canada, but maybe it's just me.
Oh.
So, Zorb, do you want to go first and pick one item, or choose who goes first and pick one item, or let me who cho choose who goes first and pick two items?
I'm gonna go first and pick one item.
Okay. What is your item?
Okay, my item is Smurf.
If like, okay, all right. So generic Smurf. No elaboration.
Nope.
Okay.
It's a noun.
And before you go first, I'm gonna pick my two items, which are
Yes.
I'm gonna go with razor blades.
Oh, God.
Razor blades and butterscotch toffee.
I knew it was coming.
Listen, I'm a man of my word.
Okay, so we have Smurf,
Yeah, I
we
took
have
notes, but I'm
razor
gonna forget.
blades, and we have butterscotch toffee.
The three items which will carry through both stories, yes, are Smurf, quote unquote, undefined, razor blades, and butterscotch toffee. Let me get my
Okay.
timer set up and give
I'm
me.
ready when you are, Gorm.
All right, listen, that's what I like to hear. Your prompt to tell me
Yep.
about Smurf. Oh, this is so much better for coming up with the prompts. Razor blades and butterscotch toffee is to tell me about little Katie's first trip to the zoo. Go. 22:33 on the clock.
Okay. Now, okay. If I have to tell you about little Katie's first trip to the zoo, first I have to tell you about little Katie.
Okay, tell me more.
Okay. Little Katie was a criminal. A
In what
criminal,
way?
a criminal that committed a terrible crime. Okay. What little Katie is shave his beard. He loved to shave his beard because his nickname was Little Katie.
Oh,
Because he was in a motorcycle gang.
okay. How old is
Okay.
little Katie, for reference?
Here's the thing. Little Katie is 58. And little Katie is the type of person who he would grow facial hair in like early middle school. Like this is a fifth, sixth grader with like full goatee,
Yep.
right?
Shave
Now,
before breakfast, it's back by lunchtime.
yes.
Yep.
Now, the way that he used to shave is he would just use normal like Gillette type stuff. But
Mm-hmm.
as he got older,
Yes.
his hair got so thick that it just wasn't doing it, right?
Yep.
So he would use razor blades to shave off
First item.
his
There you
beard.
go. There you go. That's a winner. I'm gonna mark that down.
And he carried them in his pocket, right? So he could, like, it was almost in like superhuman, right? Like, he would shave his beard, like, and then 5 minutes later, he would have stubble. You know what I mean?
It was like a constant swish swipe of the face with a razor blade.
Yes,
Yep.
yes.
Did he use
And,
a knife or he was just going straight blade, you know, each.
straight razor blades. Now, one might think, wow, that seems very dangerous. Wouldn't you end up with a lot of scars on your face, right?
Yep, that's a fair question.
His beard grows so fast, you never really end up seeing all of the scars that he has on his face. But
Yep.
one day, he finally decides he's over it, right? He's gonna get laser treatment on his face to
Okay.
permanently stop hair from growing there.
Does the
So,
scars interfere with that, or is that that's all good with the laser?
well, he didn't really know until he finally scheduled his appointment. Now, I said he was in a biker gang, and I bet your like mental image went to like some like Sons of Anarchy, like bandana, like Harley Davidson. No, this is
Okay,
not that
no.
type of biker
It's
gang,
not that.
right?
Is it a pedal
This
bike gang?
is no.
Okay, not that.
Although they use electric bikes on the weekends because they are wealthy, right?
They're climate conscious.
Yes, they only ride their motorcycles on business days.
It's like meatless
So
Mondays.
these guys, like, they're riding like Kawasaki's, like ninja bikes, and they're part of like an elite business class motorcycle gang. The closest I can get to telling you what they're like is kind of like the Yakuza, but they're even more exclusive because you've never heard of them, right?
What
And
do they
then
do for money? Do they like they extort, they deal drugs or deliver
so the way
your pharmaceuticals to your door? How does it work?
The way that they make money is the zoo. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I'm gonna need
Now,
more on that.
the zoo is a place that only they know how to get to, right? And it's a commodity because people who end up finding out about it really want to go there.
What is that?
Because
Okay.
it's not unlike Jurassic Park.
What does
Okay.
that
There is a large hidden island. Like this group is so well connected, right?
How do
That
they ride their
they
motorbikes to the island?
it's a very large island.
There's a ferry?
They're more interested in drag racing with their motorcycles, and they more so ride them outside of the island. They're a
Okay,
motorcycle gang
it's
other
more of a
places.
hobby of the gang than sort of a central aspect is what I'm getting here.
It's part of the identity. So basically, like really, really rich people from around the world end up kind of like hearing about this, and they try and find their way there.
Okay.
But
So, if I may ask a clarifying question, is it
yes.
not, to quote, is it not unlike Jurassic Park because it's hidden or because there's like some genetically altered dinosaurs and shit on there?
No dinosaurs.
Okay. It's just hidden.
Because what is on there is kind of like a mystery,
Okay.
right?
All right. Because it's so well hidden.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, and here's the thing.
Is it Smurf?
Little Katie is an initiate,
Okay.
okay? And
at 58.
The way that little Katie ended up being initiated into the gang is when he went to go get his laser treatment for his face hair, right? So he goes and he's just, he's pretty high up on his corporate ladder. Like he's the CEO of like a major like tech company out in Silicon Valley. So he goes out to California to like the best like laser specialist like in the world. Like not hyperbole, most softer, but he had the money.
That hair comes right off.
And he goes in and here's the thing.
What's the thing? Tell me.
The receptionist
The receptionist, yep.
goes, "Would you like a butterscotch toffee?"
Ooh, cha-ching,
And
second item.
he says, "No, ma'am. No, ma'am." Then she looks back down. Now, this seems somewhat inconspicuous, right? You come to find out later that is code. If you
You good there? I can't hear you. You good?
So she was testing. So she was testing. So this may seem inconspicuous, but that is how the gang checks to see if you're in or you're not in it, right?
So is the assumption that everybody who's not in the gang just likes butterscotch? I mean, it's delicious, but
You have to answer it in a particular way.
okay, that's fair.
So if it like, for the context of the listener, if the receptionist asks you, "Do you want a butterscotch toffee?" You're in order to show you are in the gang, you must say, "Yes, four, please." Right?
That's an
Simple of a
unusual
change
answer.
enough, but nobody would say that by accident.
Unless they're really hungry, but
I
yes.
know, right? But here's the thing. Little Katie was very hungry.
Dun-dun!
So he actually picks up his head, and for some weird, miraculous reason, he goes, "Actually, do you have four?" The receptionist's eyes glaze over, and she shoots backwards, her head flinging toward the ceiling as a blue beam shoots out of her mouth. Right?
Wait. Oh, okay. All right. I'm gonna let you roll with it. You got it. 12 minutes
The
left.
blue beam starts to take form in the air, like a tube suspended through the sky, but ribbed across like a ribbon.
I got it.
And it shoots right into little Katie. And his eyes turn blue. And his hair turns red.
Well, okay. All right.
And he sits back down. And he goes, "Well, that was super weird." Receptionist snaps up like nothing happened and goes, "Mr. Lapels is ready to see you." And little Katie goes, "Did you just say Mr.?" And she goes, "Yes, he's not certified." And he goes, "Okay, come in." So Mr. Lapels is there, and he's kind of looks like a cowboy, right?
In
He's got
what
a
way?
he's got like a thick, like Wilford Brimley mustache type thing, like with the chops going down, kind of.
I get it. I got it.
He has a 10-gallon hat, and some might call it a 15-gallon hat. He has overalls, a purple suit jacket,
Was he just in the back of the
and
doctor's
a
office?
popped collar, with very large lapels.
Okay, Mr. Lapels. Tell me more.
And he goes, "Welcome. Welcome to my shop." And little Katie goes, "Shop?" And he goes, "Yeah. Are you ready to go to the zoo?" And little Katie goes, "Oh, what is happening?" Now here's the thing. It's at this point that Mr. Lapels realizes that little Katie must not be in the gang.
Just
Now, before this
before,
point, little Katie's name was not little Katie.
what was it?
Little Katie's name was John Borf.
Okay.
But that was the day he became little Katie, because Mr. Lapels looked him in the eyes and he goes, "Receptionist look at you weird?" And he goes, "Yeah." And he goes, "Weird blue tube shoot out of her mouth." And he goes, "Yes." Mr. Lapel goes, "Now, did you let that little weird tube shoot into your center, like your core, like right here?" And little Katie goes, "Yeah." And then Mr. Lapel goes, "Ah, shit." "Not again."
Is this how they recruit new members?
He goes, "Well, I have something to tell you, son. Everything you think you thought you knew, it's no more. You're part of our gang now, and I have to send you to the zoo, so you know." He goes, "What? You keep saying the zoo. What do you mean? This is all happening so fast." He goes, "Little Katie, hush." He goes, "What did you just call me?" He goes, "That's your name. I can feel it from the tube inside you. You're getting ready to transform."
The tube knows all.
And that's exactly what he says. He goes, "The tube knows all." And little Katie goes, "What does that mean?" He goes, "Fold your arms or you're gonna die."
What?
And he goes, wait, what? What do you mean? Fold them now, boy." He folds his arms across his chest and he rockets through the ceiling, right? Right out of a skyscraper. They were on the top floor.
Okay.
And he feels himself moving at warp speed through, like, crowds in the city. They don't even notice. Like, they feel a light breeze. And all of a sudden, he sees what feels like just about 30 seconds. He rockets across the ocean and sees a gigantic island, right? Now, he lands on the island and he notices that his red hair has turned into like fabric.
What kind of fabric?
A hat.
A hat, okay.
And he looks at his skin. He used to be like a nice, like shady, like, tannish color. Now his skin is blue.
Oh, okay.
He looks down at his shoes, and they're also red.
Okay.
And he goes, "Oh my God, I'm a Smurf."
Cha-ching, third item. All
He
right.
looks around and he goes, "This makes absolutely no sense to me." A moment ago, I was trying to get my hair treated, and he feels his face, and the beard is already starting to grow in, right?
Is it Smurf color beard?
Sure. It's white.
Okay. All right.
Probably.
Okay.
How much time do I have left?
Good question. You have 6 minutes and 26 seconds left. Take us home.
Now, here's the thing. His beard grows all the way out in like a matter of like 30 seconds. He's like standing on the shore of this like large Jurassic Park island, looking on at this like deep, thick jungle. And he sees a path that is like cut out before him.
Okay.
And as soon as he does, he feels all the hair fall off his face, right? And he goes, oh my God, my face is smooth. It's
This laser
perfect.
treatment is bizarre, but gosh
And
darn
he's like, oh my God, he is the best in the
it.
world.
Mr. LePage
Okay.
knows what's up.
Now, but then something else starts to happen.
Okay, what else happens?
He feels the hair on the top of his head slip off, right? He starts
So,
to only have
okay.
hair on the sides. And he's like, oh my God, am I going bald? What's happening to me?
Is this like an alopecia scenario or
Something hit the laser treatment was too good.
too good?
And he goes, oh, my back is hurting from that launch. So he's just like hobbling over. He's like hunched over. And he just starts like hobbling into the jungle. Because like, what else are you gonna do?
I mean, that's fair, you know.
He hears like, just crickets, jungle noises, and he basically like just keeps walking. It's been like 20 minutes, 30 minutes on this path, 40 minutes on this path, an hour on this path, and he just starts to get so tired.
Has he
But
seen
then,
any other Smurf people?
well, here's the thing. He starts to hear like noises and like merriment in like the background. And he's like, okay, what are those noises? Like, what's going on? And he approaches what seems to be like a small village,
A Smurf encampment.
a Smurf encampment. One of the Smurfs like sees him off in the distance and goes, who is that? The other Smurf, clearly distressed, starts to look at him and he goes, I don't know, but he needs to leave now. We need to get him out of here. He's not supposed to be here. And then all the Smurfs start to like gather together and he just starts to like hide behind a tree because he's like, what is happening to me? And then they move closer to him and they pick him up and they tie him up and they bring him into their village.
Like as a
Now,
sacrifice, or what's the general vibe in the Smurf village right now?
Gorb, here's where the tragedy begins. How much
Minutes
time do
left
I
on the
have?
clock, by the
3 minutes?
way. Yeah, 3 minutes.
All I can offer you here, Gorb, is that little Katie's first trip to the zoo was not anything like he wanted because he was then becoming initiated. He was brought in, and Gorb, the hazing, the Smurf hazing is unlike anything you could imagine, okay?
It's rough. It's rough.
Grueling tasks,
Can I get one example?
waterboarding.
Oh, okay. All right. 0 to 100, real quick.
Truth or dare, but you only get to pick dare and they get to pick whatever they want.
Okay, all right.
Now, here's the thing.
The Smurfs are hardcore.
At a certain point, little Katie went back to the Smurfs and they finally told them the truth. They're like, this is where we come to hide and plot and control the world on the outside. But on the inside here, time moves. But where you came from, no time has moved.
Oh,
Okay.
so it's like it's outside of time, right? It's a little
Right
hybrid.
when they say that, they go beep, boop, bop, and they touch his nose, his forehead, and his chin, and he goes back in the doctor's office.
1 minute, 30 seconds left.
Mr. Lapels is like, how was it, bud? He goes, terrible. It was terrible.
Did
And little.
he get his beard removed in the time world? Is that
And he
fixed?
goes, here, little Katie, wear this shawl to make you feel better. And I have bad news. It's a 3-for-1 deal. And Mr. Lapels goes beep pop boop and sends him right back to the zoo.
Oh God,
He
50
arrives right on the
seconds.
island again. So here's the thing. He starts to like, his throat gets crushed when he arrives on the island. It gets hit by a rock.
How?
So
On purpose, or
he
he
got launched back on and his throat hit a rock.
okay.
And
29 seconds.
all he can kind of say is Gargamel.
Oh God, 21 seconds.
The Smurfs would be revenged upon because Gargamel was finally there to enact his
Oh
revenge
God.
from all the pain they had caused him.
Wow. You know? Listen, you know? Ain't that
You
just
know,
okay? We're back.
oh, we're back.
We're
Oh,
back. All right.
okay.
Listen, I mean, I think it's good interlude music. I find it centers me, you know?
You know, we do have a theme song, but it would be nice to have interlude music. You know what I
I
mean?
mean, is that copyrighted? Can we use that? I don't know if we can.
It's ours now.
If it's on
Alright,
one,
Igor,
two,
my
three
timer is
soundboard, not
definitely ready.
REU.
I have a timer right now.
You have a timer, you got a prompt,
It
22
it's
33.
absolutely ready. My timer was ready the whole time. Okay, there we go.
All right, tell me my prompt, Orb.
Okay, Igor, your prompt is to tell me how to split a pencil in half. Go.
Okay. All right, that's the specific prompt. So,
You gave me a little Katie Gorm.
you know what? I can't hate. I did give you a little Katie. So
Oh,
my prompt is just taking mental and maybe physical notes here because I've been forgetting. To split a pencil in half.
how to split a pencil in half?
Yep.
How do you do
Well, you're gonna learn today, let me tell you what.
Gorm? Sit down, class.
So, you know, we're gonna zoom out a bit, as we always
Yeah.
do with it with a Gorb story, because it's
You can't have a Gorp story without an establishing shot.
exactly. It's important to see the forest through the trees, dear listener.
Don't think that's the right idiom.
That's what you think now. You haven't heard how to
See the
split a
forest
pencil in half,
through the
Eric.
trees.
You know, it's the, you know, I words, am I right?
Yeah, there you go.
And that,
So, what forest are we looking at now, Gorb?
you know what? So, great question. We are looking at the Chesapeake Forest in rural Iowa.
Yep.
I don't know
Great
if they
forest.
have forests there, but they definitely do now because I just said it.
Does it have pig in the name on purpose? Chesapeague?
It's the pronunciation. It's like an E, and it's more like a KW sound. But regardless, it's Native American. It's just the local dialect. That's how they say it. All this to say, it's irrelevant. It is the summer of 1996. There's four kids, friends sitting around a campfire. Their names are irrelevant right now, so don't even ask. And one of them says, "One day when I'm rich, I'm gonna own my own island." All right, end of establishing shot. Panning back. You got all that? You got
I'm
all
loving the directorial ability here.
You know what? It's life is like a movie, am I right?
Michael Bay.
So now we're getting to the main plot. And the year is, what did I say, 1996, Kids in the Woods? Let's say it's like 2020. Let's avoid all that pandemic stuff. It's 2019.
Before everything went wrong.
Literally. It's 2019. And James Smeagol just made his first $1 billion.
Oh my God.
Yep.
What, how did he make it?
Great question. Soon after that trip in the woods in rural Iowa, James, the true pronunciation is Schmagal, but everybody calls him Smeagol because it's spelled like the Lord
He's
of
not
the
related to
Rings.
Steven Seagal, right?
No, I'm no relation. Questionable
Okay,
relation
good.
to Gollum, but we'll get there.
Yeah.
Smeagol invented the world's best potato chip.
What made it the best?
What do you think? It was fucking delicious.
Oh, well, yeah, there you go.
And so in the year that I just said, which I'm pretty confident,
2019.
2019, James Smeagol sold his potato chip company called Frito-Yay, to Frito-Lay. It should have been worth more, but the clear copyright infringement really brought down
Like,
the
we'll let that go.
Exactly. It was just too good. So James Smeagol is now Frito Rich, as one would call it.
Yeah, Frito Rich.
Yeah. So he goes back to his penthouse in Kansas City.
This at night or in the day?
It really doesn't matter.
Oh.
It's before the pandemic. That's really all that matters right now.
Either day or night. It was bliss
Exactly.
before then.
Exactly. We didn't know how good we had it. To afford eggs. So James Smeagol comes back. He's just made his first billion. He's
Yeah.
got Frito money
He's
right now. He's
loaded.
he is Frito rich. Yep. He doesn't say lay rich because it doesn't have the same ring to it, but he's Frito rich.
Yeah, he's free going.
He pops into his penthouse, grabs a butterscotch candy from right outside the bowl by the door. He entertains. Whoop, first one. Let me jot that down.
Let me take a note here.
I would forget if I did not. So James Smeagol. That's a great sound for it. Keep that on lock. Time check.
God. 16 minutes.
Okay. James Smeagol, he's Frito Rich, sucking on a butterscotch. He says, "I'm gonna call my three best friends." And he picks up
Because does he have like something to confess, or is he just like, I need to see
well,
them?
here. So in the group chat, among the three best friends of James, Harry, Blelvin, and Meg.
Yeah, James Harry Blelvin.
And Meg.
Yeah, and
Yep.
Meg.
He says, "Hey guys, I'm Frito Rich, ... ready to buy the island." And it gets
Oh.
like, it gets like a couple of thumbs up emojis, except classic Blelvin has an Android, so he thumbs up it, and then everybody gets a message that says Blelvin thumbs up the message.
Oh,
Classic Blelvin,
it's the
So after all the thumbs up,
Classic Blelvin.
Harry texts the group chat, says, "Blelvin, why won't you get an iPhone?" And
Grow
Blovin
up.
says something, something. "I'm an engineer, security, customization." Long story short, James Schmeagle is now Frito Rich, and he's
Yeah.
finally gonna buy the island.
Yeah.
So, I'm gonna fast forward a bit here. They get
Yeah.
on a
Time skip.
call. Yep, they get on a call a bit later. I think Zoom was around in 2019. They.
Yeah.
Room chat. It's pre-pandemic. Who knows, man? It's all a blur.
It wasn't this world.
They get on a call. They decide, okay, we're gonna meet at the airport here in I don't know, maybe.
Iowa?
No, I mean I don't think Iowa's got islands like that. Let's go Massachusetts. We're gonna go to
Yeah.
Boston, drive up the Cape a wee bit, and we're gonna fast forward to when they're finally there.
Yeah.
So they're at I forget the name of the Boston airport, but whatever that name is, that's the airport for
That one.
that one. You know, James Schmeagle, because he's Frito rich, he took a helicopter straight in, you know, private jet level.
Yeah.
Harry Styles, no relation. He took Amtrak. You know, he's got a budget. He's got a kid on the way.
Is it no relation because he doesn't want us to think that, or is it no relation factually?
I mean, good question. Nobody's ever asked. Clearly, it's a sore topic for Harry. So we just, you know, they're his friends. Meg already lives in like Southie, so he's right there. He's ready.
Oh, so Meg is a boy?
Meg's a dude, yeah.
Good old
You
Meg.
know that laser treatment, right? So Meg had a similar situation where, you know, he did also use razor blades to try to cut off his beard. Not, I mean, he was clearly masculine looking. And, you know, Meg, it was just the beard was so much that the name, which is short for,
Little Megan.
no, it's short for Megatron. His parents really loved the Transformers. Anyway, I'm getting sidetracked. I think I mentioned razor blades, though, so you can check that one off.
Transformer is blowing.
Is Megatron Transformers? Is that what that is? That sounds right. Okay.
There you go.
So what did I say? Harry, Meg's already there in Boston. James, and then Blelvin. Yes,
So
classic.
Meg's shaving with razor blades as well.
Yes, almost constantly. But you know, unlike little Katie, Megatron does not have the best hand-eye coordination. So, I mean,
Please deposit 5 coins.
exactly. It's a win some, you lose some. So she, actually, he. Sorry, not she. It's Megatron. Cut himself real deep. Good news is the scar, the hair's not growing back through that. So
He just kind of looks a little zombie-like.
he said, "I'm a LASIK myself." Now, anyway, I'm getting sidetracked. Time check.
I'm a lay sick in this bed.
Oh, time check.
You have the timer's gone.
What do you mean the timer's gone?
It's gone.
Okay. I also set up a default timer to help keep track. It's a little fast, but I have like 11:30 left. So if you...
Thank God.
All right, I'll just roll with mine. right.
Didn't know you were going to be that prepared, Gorb.
I cut.
Also, while we're paused
We
in
are
terms
not
of
paused, by the
time.
way. This is going to come up on the audio.
Oh,
Let
I
me pause
know.
it right now.
But your razor blades don't count because you used it in the same way I did.
Okay, can I add a minute because you lost your timer and I lost like 2 seconds explaining this?
Yes.
All right, so we're at 11:51.
Oh, if Blelvin could see us now.
He's about to step out of the gate right now at 11:51. Yeah, I don't even need to unpause this. We didn't pause it. Blelvin steps out of the gate, 11:47 on the clock. Immediately, as Blelvin steps out of the gate, Harry Styles goes to order a shamrock shake from
As you do.
the McDonald's in the Boston airport. I'm
He's
pretty
on a
sure
gold
that's.
quest.
Yep. Well, yeah. I don't really understand what you said. I didn't hear it, but yes. And so as Harry goes to order within the McDonald's, he bumps into a security guard. Yep. The security guard's name is Kent. It's not relevant, but every man deserves a name and acknowledgement in the story. And he cuts Kent. Now Kent's
In
like,
line for a shamrock shake.
no, because Harry is terrified. Like, I'm talking like phobia level fear of Smurf. He
of Smurf, like one Smurf.
It, you know, the fear is so much he can't ever even
he
talk.
He can't
about
pluralize it.
It is undefined what exactly he's afraid of. All we know is it is referred to as
I can't
Smurf.
Think of more than one.
He can't, it's too stressful. So because of that, he always feels like Smurf is gonna come get him at any moment. He frequently travels with razor blades in his pockets, just
please
so
don't add the
he can
S, I'll have a panic attack.
he gets stressed and he likes to feel safe. And the only thing that makes him
So he
feel
keeps a like razor blade on him?
The only thing that makes him feel safe against Smurf is being loaded to the nines with X-Acto knives. Never sheathed, just straight out in his pockets.
It comes with risk, but it's worth it.
Exactly. And so when he, you know, cashed poor Kent, the TSA security guard agent, in the leg, and it was deep. Kent's gonna need some. Luckily, what was his name? James Schmeagle's like, I got Frito Lay money. We'll cover this. Let's just keep it moving.
Here's a mill. Don't worry about it.
You can retire now. Jesus, Harry, you need to get over your fear of Smurfs. And he just has a panic attack and goes into palpitate because he can't handle the plural. The plural is too much. So anyway.
He's got a smobia.
He's afraid of Smurf. Singular. Plural is too much. He can't handle that.
You also got that for Smurf.
Yeah, I did a double there. I did something there. I also said butterscotch, right? I'm good. All right.
You did. You're good.
I just got to get to how to split a pencil in half in 8 minutes and 30 seconds. Anyway, they land in Boston. We're going to fast forward a bit.
Yeah.
You know, James Schmeagle, he drops a mill. It's covered. Kent can retire now and get his stitches. James, Harry Styles, Blelvin, and Meg. They hop in.
What a motley crew.
What a motley crew. Straight out of the woods in
So
Iowa.
what are they trying to do? Where are they going again?
Good question. Great. Thank you for bringing it up. James Schmeagle just bought an island off the coast of Massachusetts, like a small sandbar-esque island, you know?
Yeah.
He's got Frito money now.
Yeah.
He wanted an island, living in Iowa, which I'm pretty sure is a landlocked state. So he always wanted an island. And so they pull up, they get their little Uber.
Something about Frito money, can't be that time.
Wait, what's up?
Keep going.
Okay. You can ask clarifying questions at the end.
Yeah.
It's a bill. He got a bill from Frito-Lay. Like, he's doing good.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a blank check.
It's a small island, but it's an island. I mean, it's a billion's a billion. All right. That's Frito money.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it is.
He's doing all right. You know, Harry and Blelvin on the other hand, but we'll get there.
We will.
7 minutes left. They take the Uber XL from the airport to, you know, they actually scratch that. James Schmeagle's rich. They get a black car. It's a limo service.
It's tinted.
Exactly. They're all right. And they take it to a port. My geography of Massachusetts ain't great, but it's north of Boston, you know, and they're about to hop off into a ferry to take them to James Schmeagle's new private island.
Wow.
Okay. They have, it's 6 minutes left.
When Blelvin looks at his watch.
Yes, that's exactly what he says. He says, we got 6 minutes left. And Harry goes, until what, Blelvin? And Blelvin just goes, Smurfs! And then Harry has a panic attack. Blelvin feels justified, but then also guilty because Harry, you know.
It was cruel.
It's too far. You know, it's so easy, but it's
too fresh.
It's not right. Anyway, they end up on the island. And what James Schmeagle was advertised as an island is really more or less kind of just like a sandbar with a few bushes.
Oh, he got ripped.
I mean, yeah, it's an island though, And that's what Meg says. He says, "Yo, you got ripped off. You think this is an
Yeah.
island?" And James is like, "Shut up, Meg. You had never even been out of Iowa. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we don't even have islands there." And then Blovin says, "Actually, I think Iowa does have some islands because of lakes and rivers and such." And everybody's like, "Shut up, Blovin," especially Harry. And then Blovin just says, "Smurfs" again. And listen, we're doing
It's a
CPR.
vicious cycle.
It is. They hate each other, but they love each other.
It's toxic, but
It's a degree of
it's
codependency
love.
there. All right, so 4 minutes and 50 seconds left. Let me get to talk
Here we
about
go.
split a pencil on. Now, as they're walking around James Schmeagle's new sandbar slash island with a little bit of grass, the ferry goes back to the mainland.
Like leaves them there on purpose, or
Yeah.
like he tells them to.
Unanswered, because the ferry's already left.
Oh, damn.
No
Okay.
easy way to answer it. We don't know if it was an emergency, if it got
It's
called
just
back
gone.
by the
They
carrier.
don't know why.
I mean, it's 2019. Might even be early reports of COVID coming
Yeah.
in.
He's like, gotta get out of here.
Now, regardless, though, they are definitely stranded on the island. The island is
Yeah.
about 20 miles offshore. So it's out there. Like, it's you're not
Yeah.
gonna swim back. You're not even gonna
Yeah.
kayak back if they had a kayak.
Which they don't.
Which they don't. And so obviously at first, James Schmeagle, he's like, "I got freedom money. He'll come back any second." Shocker, he does not come back any second. They seem to
Yep.
be stranded on this island,
They've
which
been
is nothing
abandoned.
more.
Are there any resources?
Again, this island is nothing more than a sandbar with a few grasses. I mean, day one, the first night, they sleep in the grasses. It's stressful. People are stressed.
Yeah.
Harry thought he saw a Smurf in the water.
At
Everybody
least it was one.
exactly. If it was two, God only knows. They had to spend the rest of the night calming him down. Now the next day, though, right? Everybody's like, "Okay, Mr. Frito Money. First off, you decide, but is this even an island? Are we just here because it's low tide?" I'm like, "This doesn't, I don't think, how much did you pay for this?" And everybody's like, "Shut up, Lelvin. We get it."
Stop making sense, Blalvin.
Ew, Blelvin, stop. Blelvin's like, "I think we might die here, guys. Is
They're
anybody
almost
else?"
saying it ironically at that point, like, "Oh, Blovin, stop being so right. I hate you."
Blovin says over the course of the next 2 days while they're stranded on the island, "Does anybody have cell service? I think we're in serious danger, guys. Does anyone know how to make a solar still? Did anybody bring a radio?" And everybody's just like, "Oh, shut up, Blovin." 2 minutes left. Okay. So they've been stuck on the island for 3 days.
Yeah.
No food, very little water. They're just catching what rain falls in their mouths.
So they're just trying to keep the hydration as best they
Yeah.
can.
Yeah, as
Yeah.
best they can. And it rained pretty hard last night. So they at
Okay, that's good.
least have a degree of hydration, but they're so cold. Because it's like
Yeah.
coming into like late
This
autumn.
is no tropical island.
Exactly. It's Massachusetts, 20 miles offshore. And it's late October. They are cold at night. And
How long has it been at this point?
3 days.
Okay.
They've burned all the grasses they could with Harry's lighter and fire
One
also
he keeps with
keeps
the other razor
it
blades.
keeps away the Smurf. I have a minute left. Let me get
Need
this.
my nightlight.
Okay, I have 59 seconds.
Yeah,
So
you got this.
they're freaking out. And they say, "We have nothing left to burn. We're going to die of hypothermia out here." And Lelvin is like, I think I have something. I have a pencil, a graphite wooden pencil, Ticonderoga, if you will. And
Is
everybody's
Harry's
like,
lighter out of
oh,
fluid?
yep. And they say, shit, okay, so we gotta chop this pencil in half to make it last longer. And so Harry's like, I can do it. I have razor blades. And so Harry takes the pencil, goes up to a small rock near the shore's edge. It was heavy. He couldn't move it. Picks up an X-Acto knife with 12 seconds left, and he chops down on the pencil to chop it in half. And that is how you chop a pencil in half. But it's how you do it dangerously. And to tie this all together, Harry chopped off his own two fingers. The pencil flew into the ocean. And long story short, we all just decided we need to eat Harry. And so when he turned back bleeding and everybody was hungry, he realized what he was afraid of, as they all just looked like Smurf to him. And that's the end of the Oh, God.
Beer was so warranted.
Wow, what a time. Play us out.
Oh, man. Knock them out.